Isaiah, chapter 1. This is the vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Listen, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have raised children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Alas, O sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children of depravity. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on Him. Why do you want more beatings? Why do you keep rebelling? Your head has a massive wound, and your whole heart is afflicted. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and festering sores, neither cleansed nor bandaged, nor soothed with oil. Your land is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Foreigners devour your fields before you, a desolation demolished by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is abandoned, like a shelter in a vineyard, like a shack in a cucumber field, like a city besieged. Unless the Lord of hosts had left us a few survivors, we would have become like Sodom. We would have resembled Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What good to me is your multitude of sacrifices, says the Lord. I am full from the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed cattle. I take no delight in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this of you? This trampling of my courts? Bring your worthless offerings no more. Your incense is detestable to me. Your new moons, Sabbaths, and convocations. I cannot endure iniquity in a solemn assembly. I hate your new moons and your appointed feasts. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you multiply your prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are covered with blood. Wash and cleanse yourselves. Remove your evil deeds from my sight. Stop doing evil. Learn to do right. Seek justice and correct the oppressor. Defend the fatherless and plead the case of the widow. Come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they will become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. See how the faithful city has become a harlot. She once was full of justice. Righteousness resided within her, but now only murderers. Your silver has become dross. Your fine wine is diluted with water. Your rulers are rebels, friends of thieves. They all love bribes and chasing after rewards. They do not defend the fatherless, and the plea of the widow never comes before them. Therefore the Lord God of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, declares, Ah! I will be relieved of my foes and avenge myself on my enemies. I will turn my hand against you. I will thoroughly purge your dross. I will remove all your impurities. I will restore your judges as at first and your counselors as at the beginning. After that, you will be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion will be redeemed with justice, her repentant ones with righteousness. But rebels and sinners will together be shattered, and those who forsake the Lord will perish. Surely you will be ashamed of the sacred oaks in which you have delighted. You will be embarrassed by the gardens that you have chosen. For you will become like an oak whose leaves are withered, like a garden without water. The strong man will become tinder, and his work will be a spark. Both will burn together, with no one to quench the flames.